And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to have some pairings, we'll do some flirting, we're going to swing it, do some smiling, and celebrate some birthdays. Pairings is a word that gets used a lot these days, particularly when talking about flavor combinations of foods, such as salt and caramel, food and wine pairings, such as Syrah with highly spiced dishes, and with the rise of craft beer, even food and beer pairings, such as a Belgian Saison with shellfish. Well, for this first segment of the show, we're going to be making some rather odd musical pairings, such as the bird and the saxophone.
Thank you. Some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are. You are, you are, what a beautiful pussy you are. Pussy said to the owl, you elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married, too long we have tarried, but what shall we do for a ring? They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the palm tree grows. And there in a wood a piggy wig stood with a ring at the end of his nose, his nose, his nose, with a ring at the end of his nose. Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring? Said the piggy, I will. So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon, the moon, the moon. They danced. by the light of the moon.
You might have been able to guess the title of that Theodore Bendix tune from the sound effects toward the beginning. That was The Cat and the Canary, performed by Kaplan's Melodists on a November 10, 1922 Edison Diamond disc. Composer Theodore Bendix apparently liked birds because his other works include The Merry Lark, The Gentle Dove, and The Magpie and the Parrot. Before that was an exceptionally high-fidelity British HMV recording from September 27, 1935, of Edward Lear's poem The Owl and the Pussycat, recited or sung by Stuart Robertson. The poem was first published in 1871 in Lear's book Nonsense Songs, Stories, Botany, and Alphabets. The music was composed by professor and one-time BBC radio director Victor Haley Hutchinson, who also conducted the orchestra. That was preceded by the Green Brothers Novelty Orchestra with The Cradle and the Music Box from January 8, 1935. The vocalist was Jack Parker, and the composer was Alfred Oppler, a name that's new to me. He also wrote Always Yours and When We Danced at the Mardi Gras, which was recorded by George Olson. We started the show with Sybil Sanderson Fagan, described as the phenomenal little human aviary, and The Bird and the Saxophone, recorded in January of 1922. The tune was written by Justin Ring and Frederick W. Hager. That was a Vocalion record, and Miss Fagan also recorded for OK and Victor, but most of her records were on the Columbia label. According to a March 23, 1917 article in the DeKalb, Illinois Daily Chronicle, at the age of 20, she walked unannounced into the Columbia Laboratories, made a test record, and was discovered. It also says as sweet as the nightingale itself are her trills and clear bird-like notes. I'd have to agree. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Sybil Sanderson Fagan started off the last segment of the show with her record The Bird and the Saxophone. Now, at the end of many of his records, J.C. Flippin says, "Turn it over."
Turn it over.
Yeah, like that. So we're going to turn Sybil's record over and have her lead off this segment as well, having to do with flirting.
I'm sure I will have to say no.
held my hand for a while. Then he said, goodbye, I must go. Oh, darling, he said with a smile, I'm sure that your heart's made of stone. Then he took the rose from my hair and left me there standing alone. Next morning, poor Willie was dead, drowned in the pool by the mill, lying in pure crystal water that runs from the top of the hill. His blue eyes were forever closed, and damp were his curls so fair, and close to his pale lips he held the white rose he took from my hair. My darling, come back, I'll ever be faithful and true. Oh, Willie, my darling, come back, I'll ever be faithful and true. They say it is sinful to flirt, they tell me my heart's made of stone, and I'll never flirt anymore. I'll meet you in heaven, I hope.
It would be nice never to repeat a record, let alone a show, but it's inevitable, and besides, many records deserve to be heard again, and even again, and that's one of them. Lou Gold and his orchestra, and I'm Flirting With You, You Who, from a Cameo 78 recorded in May of 1926, and I knew I'd played it before. Now, Rich Connedy has his 20-week rule. I don't have a hard and fast rule like 20 weeks, but I do try to make it a year between repeats. I thought it was much more recent, but that record was last played 7.5 years ago on April 19th, not 9. Time flies when you're having fun. I'm Flirting With You was composed by Harold Leonard, and there are words which were written by Cliff Friend. Harold Leonard also wrote I Own My Own I Own, and in addition to leading and recording with the Waldorf Astoria Orchestra, recorded under his own name with the Red Jackets. I need to find out his birth date so he can have his own segment, but there's a prize for anyone who can find it for me. Before that was a record not only not repeated, but making its Triple R debut. Well, I guess that's the same thing, isn't it? Anyway, that was the Delmore Brothers accompanying themselves on guitar on They Say It Is Sinful to Flirt, an Appalachian ballad in which, unlike most, the rejected lover kills himself rather than the object of his affection. Alton and Raybon Delmore were from Elkmont, Alabama, and worked for many years on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, and that recording was made in Charlotte, North Carolina on August 3, 1937. Ernest V. Stoneman also recorded it in the 20s. We begin that flirtatious set with Sybil Sanderson Fagan, F-A-G-A-N, and the Woodland Flirt, a bird flirtation. That Vocalion 78 was made in New York in January of 1922, and the Woodland Flirt was written by Justin Ring and Frederick W. Hager. Sybil Sanderson Fagan was born in Dayton, Ohio on May 27, 1895, and she died in Barrington Lake, Illinois in September of 1974. Last week, in connection with Murray Mencher's birthday, I mentioned Ray Noble's recording of Let's Swing It, but played Wingy Minone's version. Well, during the week I found the Ray Noble record, so here it is to start off a swing set.
Thank you. music beat. Get up and get on your feet. Swingin', sister, give it everything you've got. When you've got a tune to write, just throw everything aside. Swingin', sister, make it sweet and make it hot. Just let that rhythm get into your soul. If you've got rhythm, get happy and lose control. While you're feeling mighty high, just let out and hidey high. Swing it, sister, give it everything you've got. Wow, wow.
I told you that was going to be a swingin' set. Gene Krupa and his orchestra, February 26, 1939, and the Madam Swings It. We haven't heard from the Mills Brothers in ever so long, but there were Harry Herbert, Donald, and John Mills Jr. with Swing It, Sister, from February 24, 1934, more than a year since their last visit to the New York recording studios. That record and three other issued sides were made in Los Angeles because the boys were out on the West Coast to appear in two motion pictures, Operator 13 and 20 Million Sweethearts. Ray Noble and his orchestra accompanying the Freshmen got us started with Let's Swing It from August 6, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. Unfortunately, I was reminded too late to include it as part of last week's show, but last Friday a week was World Smile Day. It was started in 1999 by Harvey Ball, the commercial artist from Worcester, Massachusetts, who created the yellow smiley face. He was concerned about the over-commercialization of his symbol, and the message of World Smile Day is do an act of kindness, help one person smile. Of course, we should all do that every day, not just on World Smile Day, and not just once a day, either. I'm going to do my part by kindly playing a record which I think will make you smile. And you better smile, darn ya, smile.
You know this whole world is a great world after all. Smile on you, smile, and watch old lady love pay you a call. Things are never bad as they are painted. Time for you and joy to get acquainted. So make your life worthwhile. Come on and smile on you, smile. You know this whole world is a great world after all. Smile on you, smile, and watch old lady love pay you a call. Now things are never bad as they are painted, so it's time for you and joy to get acquainted. Make your life worthwhile. Come on and smile, smile on you, smile.
but look up and smile, look up and smile. Though bygone years brought bitter tears, just look up and smile. Smiles are in style. Into each life some raindrops must fall. The sun, you know, can shine for us all. Just cry, don't cry, it's not worth a while. So smile, look up and smile.
Lopez speaking. Scatter your smiles.
Thank you.
Some good advice from Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra with Irving Kaufman, Scatter Your Smiles. That recording was made September 24, 1926, and Scatter Your Smiles was written by Max Cortlander and Pete Wendling. And I believe the trumpets on that recording are those of Bob Efros and Einar Swan. Before that, it was the Green Brothers Novelty Band and Look Up and Smile, written by Harry D. Squires. The vocal refrain on that December 29, 1926 Edison recording was Arthur Fields. We started off that Smile set with the Bar X Cowboys and one of eight issued sides from a session on December 14, 1937, Smile, Darn Ya, Smile, composed by Max Rich with the lyrics by Charles O'Flynn and Jack Meskill. The song was also featured in the 1931 Warner Brothers Merry Melodies cartoon of the same name. Fiddler and bandleader Ben Christian was born near Rockland, Texas on June 1, 1885. He formed the band in the early 30s along with guitarist Lynn Henderson and included his younger brother Elwood B. Christian, better known as Elmer, both of whom played fiddle. The band was named the Bar X Cowboys by radio announcer Harry Greer, who put them on the air on various area radio stations, but with no pay. They became one of the most popular Western swing bands in the region and lasted into the 1950s. Ben Christian died at his home in Houston on March 27, 1956.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
A number of songwriters and artists had birthdays last week, but we have time to just briefly highlight three of them. Here's Leo Reisman and his orchestra.
She say, eh, 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 you mustn't knock in the dumps and blue. Pull up your socks and put out your chest and do what I always do. Give yourself a pat on the back, a pat on the back, a pat on the back, and say to yourself, here's jolly good health, I've had a good day today. Yesterday was full of trouble and sorrow. Nobody knows what's gonna happen tomorrow. So give yourself a pat on the back, a pat on the back, a pat on the back, and say to yourself, here's jolly good health, I've had a good day today.
Thank you.
American violinist and bandleader Leo Reisman was born in Boston on October 11, 1897. He formed his own band in 1919, and it was later referred to by Jerome Kern as the String Quartet of Dance Bands. He made his first recordings in January of 1921 and died December 18, 1961. Making its first appearance on the show, we started off this birthday segment with Leo Reisman and his orchestra, October 19, 1931, and Hoops, written by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz. Given the accents, did you recognize the vocal duo? Of course you did, Fred and Adele Astaire. That one record was actually a two-birthday salute, because playing Celesta in the band, born October 13, 1896, was Jack Shilkret. British songwriter Ralph Butler was born October 12, 1886, and the lyrics to many of his songs in the 30s and 40s have comic or novelty elements. Among his most famous songs are All By Yourself in the Moonlight, The Sun Has Got His Hat On, and Give Yourself a Pat on the Back, which we heard performed by Paul's Novelty Orchestra. The vocalist on that Jeanette 78 made around July 5th of 1930 was Frank Luther. Ed Kirkaby was born October 10, 1891. In 1916, he became a salesman for Columbia Records, was quickly promoted to assistant recording manager, and in 1920 helped form the California Ramblers. And of course, he was Fats Waller's manager, and for a couple of years managed the Pickens Sisters. We heard Ed Kirkaby as Wally Edwards on Pretty So Pretty from a Clarion 78, made September 4, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶